We're in Simin Shin Chav Hey. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. We'll be doing Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel. Likait Eni Yehudi Asavim Letzorach Behemto. A non-Jew went and cut grass for his animal. Im Eino Makiro, if he did it for himself and he doesn't know you, Machel Achrav Yisrael, the Jew is allowed to bring his own animal there to eat it. Sha'omid Befaneh Abinyan Shalotucha Lintos Aladerach Sham, where you stop your animal from going to another pasture and lead it here. Dilul Amidim Aleim Aser, was to actually put it on top of this would be Aser. The Chayshinen Shema Yitl B'yodov Yachilenu. There's the fear that you'll pick up some cut grass and actually by hand feed your animal. The Yachilenu, when you'll feed the animal. Fehim Muktzim. And the grass is Muktzah because it was cut on Shabbos. When Shabbos came in, it was Mechubar L'Karka, so it's Muktzah. Avol im makiro, this is all if ain't a makiro. Avol im makiro aser, is makiro the halacha is that it's aser. V'chein b'chol dover dikel amecha shem yarba b'shvilo. Any time that you could be choshish of shem yarba b'shvilo. Now the Mishtabura points out that according to the Yesh Omrim in the previous sif, that anything that could have been done without malacha, anything that was mutter to do on Shabbos, does not become aser when a non-Jew does it be'iser. Since a cow is allowed to eat grass that's mechubar l'karka, it would never be neser by the non-Jew cutting it, because he could always have eaten it. Whereas, if you had grass for the animal to eat, but it was elsewhere, or even in this case, it was across the river, and the non-Jew went and brought it on Shabbos, so there the halakh would be that it's aser. And we said, b'shas hadchak, we rely on that Yesh Omrim over there. Now, lemaisa, to go ahead and tell the non-Jew to cut grass on Shabbos is, of course, aser. Whereas once he cut it, we don't say that it's aser because of muktzah, because muktzah is not aser b'hanah. Now, what did we say? That in makiro, the halacha was that it's aser. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that's even shalo b'fanav, some on machmir, even if he didn't know that the Jew needed it. But this the Mishnah Berurah is makel in b'makom sorach. Now here again, the halacha would be that because of Shema Yarba, Chazal were not gozer a din of ad b'chdei sheyaseh. You can, right after Shabbos, you can be nene from it. Aval b'davar, d'leka l'mecha Shema Yarba b'shvilo. But something where there's no fear of Shema Yarba b'shvilo, because once you make one, you can use it over and over. Kagon shehidlik ner la'atzma, wasa kevish le'erbo, shebener echod v'kevish echod yaspik, l'kol afilo makiro muter. So there the halach would be makiro is mutter where there's no shash of Shema Yarba. It's just one action. Sif Yud Beis. Aval b'sheino makiro, imam b'feirish l'tzorek Yisrael o'osa. If he's saying b'feirish, I'm doing it for the Jew. O afilo meino m'ken imaisa mochichim sh'l'tzorek Yisrael o'osa. Kon shidlik ner b'veis chavero, b'veis sh'Yisrael bo, v'holach lo'en yudi oser. Whereas if he doesn't use it at all, he just walks away. He shows you that he did it for the Jew. So there it would be oser. Sif Yud Gimel. In likat any Yehudi ve'echal abeimas Yisrael in tzorach limchos b'yado l'fishah. Alan Rogel b'kach tzorach limchos. If a non-Jew cuts the grass and gives it to your animal, you don't have to make a macha, you don't have to protest. He's doing it for himself. We say it's one way or another he's going to gain on the deal. Because it's not called that I'm taking the hana b'yadayim. Whereas if it's Rogel b'kach, if I see that he keeps doing it, then it's as if we have this little game going on. I never ask him to, but he's doing things for me on Shabbos, and that's awesome.